Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, bother. I ain't got time for nothing. I check my calendar and its schedule is all full up. I don't have any time to even think about doing anything. And
hey, Gramps.
Oh, hello.
How you doing? What's going on? What are you doing here?
I saw this telephone set up, and I was trying to make a phone call to my doctor because I have to go to the doctor.
Yeah, well, oh, you have to go to the doctor. Well, that seems like something that we should figure out, definitely. But we're not going to do it with that stuff because that's the equipment that we use for the podcast here at
What do you call this place headquarters anyway? What kind of headquarters is it? What are you doing here that you're like all highfalutin? You were raised to be highfalutin, but look at you now, and you're all, I got all my equipment. I got a headquarters. I don't even understand half the words that you even say.
Yeah.
What's a toe cast?
Hot or whatever.
Hot. I don't know. We started calling it headquarters a long time ago when we were in, we're in Coffee Can Alley here, and the adjusters,
the superhero team.
Yeah. They have their headquarters, and so they used to a long time ago actually hang out here. And so I guess now that I think about it, they must have named it headquarters, and we just kind of moved in. And as far as podcast, it's a podcast.
Don't you talk to me.
It's just like an old radio show, basically. Kind of you're talking to people, and you have a show, and you talk, and you say things. And
so what kind of things are you saying? Are you giving out your banking information, your social security number, or recipes? You got some good, like maybe for cornbread biscuits, or are you doing reviews? Like, I want cedar in my fire and not pine because pine. Hey, Gramps, what's going on? What are you doing out here? I never seen you in the podcast studio. Oh, it's that pig. Here he is, little ham himself.
Yeah.
Always coming in and talking and talking pig, I guess.
Yeah. Good to see you too.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, sorry to interrupt. Hey, bumper car. I'm gonna probably just leave you guys to this today, but there's a little bug going around the house. So if anybody,
like a cockroach?
No, not like a cockroach.
Huh.
Like a upper respiratory sickness. It's a little bit, everybody's a little gunked up right now. So I just want you to watch out for it. Wash your hands. You should probably put a mask on.
I don't like those masks at all.
Yes, of course, Gramps. Of course. But you should just take care, okay? Okay. I'm out.
Go back to your sty.
Yep. Back to the sty. Good one, Gramps. Good one.
Thanks. Oh, Natty, I don't know why you hang out with that little man, but I mean, he's funny and everything, but he's a pig. He's like, oh, he's my best friend, and he's a pig. People talk is all I'm saying. You go into town and people are like, oh, I wonder if is your grandson gonna bring that pig to them? And I'm like, I can't control him. He's up there in his headquarters, loop-de-loo and everything.
Gramps, what's going on? It's me, Rufus T. Rufus, the lawyer, you understand? Now, I heard you say loop-de-loo. Is there somebody here that's acting a little loop-de-loo that seems a little loop-de-loo to you? because you know what happens. If anyone isn't familiar, loop-de-loo is the term around here, and it's in the contract, of course, that I drew up because I am a lawyer, that states in definitive entity that if you're loop-de-loo, then you're out of the show, basically. Bumper Car was loop-de-loo at some point, and he no longer had control of his faculties, we shall say, and had to turn over the keys to the show, to the Bumper Podcast. It was a time of growth, a time of knowledge.
You,
and
you owe me you money. Know,
what's that, Graham?
As I remember, I gave it you a loan, and I feel like you owe me some money, and I would appreciate it if you would. Pony up, as they say, and give me my money.
Well, as I was saying, Natty, Gramps, it's great to see you. Natty, I am busy right now. Oh, triple, quadruple booked, and also reading triple books. So I gotta scoot on out of here, but always good to see you, Gramps. And
he can't
I
leave.
Will be...
No, uh-huh. Why is he leaving? Uh-huh. You come back here.
Of course.
Here.
No.
Wait, Natty.
I'm gonna... Okay.
Can somebody stop him?
Okay.
This is incorrigible. I can't even believe how I'm being treated today in my own grandson's room. I don't know what it is.
This is just a
room full
studio.
Of your equipment, I think, and I don't appreciate none of this.
Well, I'm happy that you stopped by and that you're here, but we're making a podcast, and so I'm sorry about Rufus owing you money. I wish you were nicer to Pig.
Hey, Natty, it's me, producer. And I noticed that we have the grand man here, and I don't is he on the podcast today? Is he doing the levels? And
yeah.
Are we? Should we?
He just.
I don't. What are we doing?
He
exactly?
Stopped
I didn't
by.
See the outline for this show or the script or anything.
Yeah, I didn't see the outline either. Evidently,
are you trying to tell me that this thing is recording right now? You've had this whole conversation for the last 10 minutes, and it's being recorded? That's what I talk about. There's cameras everywhere. There's microphones everywhere. You're out to get us. Your generation, your younger generation is out to get us, and I don't appreciate it. I didn't sign anything, and I don't want to be recorded.
Natty, I was wondering if Rufus maybe could help with the situation.
Is he around? Rufus, he owes me.
Oh, of course he
owes me money.
Of course he does, sir.
Yeah.
Of course, I know.
He took my money.
About Rufus. Yes, he does.
Did he take your money?
Money from time to time from me as well.
Okay.
Never seen a penny of it back.
He's a hoodlum.
Well, anyway, I'm so sorry for the confusion. I normally, when people come in, I just start recording because I don't know when we're going to, make the podcast and when we're not. And so I say, okay, this looks like my chance. And then I hit the button and I'm very, apologetic. But I think we've done a wonderful job so far, if I'm to be honest.
Hey, sorry to pop my head back in here. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt twice now. But did I hear something about scripts? Like, or outlines? I didn't know we were starting to do that kind of stuff. Are we going to start having scripts? Because that actually seems like it might be work. And I don't know if I'm into that is what I'm saying. I'm trying to, I have my hands up and I'm rolling them and I'm saying, I am pointing at myself, don't know, both hands pointing at you, if I, both again at me, am into that. And that's me putting my hands up like, whoa, I don't, that's, if this is just me showing up and saying jibba jabba, I'm in, you know this. If this is me, having to sit down with you guys at a writer's table?
Seems,
I don't know about
seems
that.
Seems to me like
your little
piggy friend is just a layabout. He doesn't even want to work for anything. He just expects the world to come to him. And I say that's not how it works. In my day, if I wanted to eat, I had to walk up a mountain, cross a river, and then into a valley, and then wrestle a bear, and then get the map to where the food was from the bear, and then go to the frozen tundra because the food was there because that's where it was kept cold.
That makes sense.
And then put it in my satchel and then walk all the way back.
Okay.
Give a little bit to the bear because I feel bad
that's
for wrestling with him.
Very nice.
And then heat it up. I would go 3 weeks in between my meals.
3 weeks? Really?
Three, four times a year I would eat.
I don't want to question you, but I don't think that the stories that I've heard this isn't true. Maybe. I mean, like, you can't go 3 weeks without eating. You wouldn't do well. And then just say you only ate three or four times a year. Even four times a year, that would say at 3 weeks a clip, that's 12 weeks. So that's only four. Let's do the math. 3 months. Again, I'm not questioning you.
Hey, Natty, it's me, Doodle Poodle. I haven't been here in a long time. I'm a poodle who makes drawings. I doodle. Hi, Gramps. What's going on?
Now a talking dog. You got a talking frog in there. They're talking pig. And this place, it's like the Berenstein. I can't think of what it's called.
The Bremen Town Musicians, which was a favorite book of mine growing up. And there was a chicken, and there was a cat, and there was a dog, and maybe a goat, maybe a horse. I don't remember, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. But there was a lot of animals in that. Good catch. Hey, Doodle Poodle, thanks so much for stopping by. That's very weirdly well-timed for you. Could you maybe do me a favor and see if Gramps wants to go with you to your studio to maybe you could show him some of your doodles, some of your artwork?
Oh, that just sounds like the best idea that I've ever heard in my whole dog life. Hey, Gramps, would you be interested in maybe going to my studio and maybe checking out some of my amazing drawings?
So this is how it ends. You're just gonna send me away with this talking dog, high-pitched voice,
yep,
to his art studio,
yeah,
to see his doodles?
I think that'd be nice.
I don't know about this.
Well, I want you to, if you're going to be hanging around, I want you to meet some of the other people here at headquarters. And, I mean, it's not like you have a lot on your schedule anyway, is it?
Oh, wait a minute. That reminds me. My schedule is so jam-packed, I can't do anything.
The Bumper Podcast is an oftentimes hilarious weekly romp with Natty Bumper Car and some of his pals. It is family-friendly, clean, and ridiculous. Thanks a bundle for listening. If you love our show and you'd like to help support the podcast, check out our Patreon page at https://www.patreon.com/NattyBumperCar. Also, pretty please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with everyone everywhere, post about it on all of the social medias, or leave a rating and review. The Bumper Podcast is produced at headquarters in Coffee Can Alley. It's recorded, mixed, and produced by producer. The Bumper Podcast features contributions from Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus, Doodle Poodle, Robot, Trunks, and a gaggle of other silly rascals. Our head talker is probably Natty Bumper Car. We also have an absurd newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at nattybumpercar.com/subscribe. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at nattybumpercar. Hugs and hearts. See you soon.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.